This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
What a day we had yesterday. Jeez, we're going to tell you about it. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us in class today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us and be on the air with Doc Ram, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 on the listen line, 605-477-3249. Kyle's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Doc Ram's with us. Welcome, Doc Ram.
Good morning, Vincent. I know. It's always fun to wake up with you.
Well, I got to tell you, Rick, I had the most interesting experience yesterday. I'd like to share this with you. I decided, for some probably misguided reason, that I would run again for the position of director of the local electric cooperative. I'm running for the board of directors. So all I need is some signatures from the membership, you know. So I figured, you know, a lot of people know me in the area, and it's not going to be too hard to get these signatures. So I dropped my mom off at the senior center, and that's where the seniors all get together and they play bingo and they have lunch, and they do this once a week, and it's really good for the seniors because they get a chance to see each other and catch up on whatever they got to catch up on. So I was there, and I brought with me my petition, and it says petition candidate for the board of directors, Vincent Fennelli, you know, my post office box, Grove Spring. And it says here, printed name, signature, address, and comment. That's all it says. Okay? That's all it's asking for is printed name, the signature, the address, and if you want to put a comment there. And I only need 15 signatures. 15 bona fide signatures. So I mentioned that I was doing this, and I got a couple signatures. And I went to this guy who is a Republican. Dyed-in-the-wool Republican, and you know, I was a committee person, and my wife was a committee person for the Republican Crime Syndicate, and so I asked him, and he said, no. I've seen him at many of the meetings, and he and his wife were instrumental in getting our sales tax to be increased because they wanted to have an E911 service. We already had E911 service, but they wanted to have it in our county. They wanted to have somebody in our county sitting at a phone. So because we were paying for another county to do this for us, and they wanted these people, these Republicans, these two that I'm talking about, husband and wife team, they wanted to have it located in our county, our taxes went up. Sales tax. So, you know, I hold them personally responsible for increasing the sales tax that everybody has to pay. But, you know, not everybody knows that these two people were instrumental in doing this. These are the same two people that thwarted all of my efforts. All of my efforts. Yeah. They thwarted all of my efforts to become self-reliant at the county level. I wanted to build a business. I don't know. Maybe I'm a threat. Maybe I have a foreign accent. Maybe it's because I'm from Virginia, not from here.
There's a point there. You know, I remember the look on my father's face when he realized he was no longer a Republican.
Well, it's hard to be a Republican. It's hard to be a Democrat.
Well,
it's hard to be associated with any of this.
My dad was a Republican, and then something happened, and he no longer was a Republican, and I remember the look that he had with that realization. It so shocked him.
Yeah. Remember when they called Republicans...
The Democrats and the Republicans are wings on the same bird. And people
have
a choice anymore.
They used to be two different birds. They used to call Republicans hawks.
They're no longer different.
They used to be called hawks. The Republicans were hawks, and the Democrats were called doves. It's like the Democrats were for peace, and the Republicans were for war.
Well,
right? And that's what it was all about.
And elephants. You know, I don't know, man. I'm going to say something here. I posted a recent interview that Ron Paul just did with Snowden. Wait till you see what comes out of that one. Now,
looking
I'm here
to
tell you that this is no longer America as I know it. And what's happening on a moment-to-moment basis with you're trying to go out and get signatures. Why? Agendas? Oh, yeah, there are agendas. Yes, there have always been agendas. This is different.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something.
And I are personally enjoying personal attacks on us from all directions now.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And let's share
some. Who's doing that? Who exactly? Can you name a name or even an alphabet structure that you can say they're doing it? And
well,
Utah and that massive computer that they have in Utah now, they're building a larger one here in the state of Oregon. Why?
They don't want to be left out. They don't want to fall behind Utah.
It's not like that. It's about profiling to take control of everyone's thoughts. They know now, using super computers or what we call algorithms, that what you're going to do before you do, literally, and that's why Google is using it for advertising. You know, look, here's a new kind of dress. We know you like this because you just recently bought da-da-da. They are tracking on every single level. And at some point, algorithms are allowing them now to predict what kind of food you're going to buy this week at Safeway because you're low on milk and this is how fast you drink it. Now, with that kind of level of insight information on a stack of qubits that are going into universes that we can't even fathom, what's happening now is it's outrageous. They are being allowed in Israel to arrest Palestinians for future crimes. That happened last week. I mentioned it. Nobody believed it. It happened. And today, they're trying to discredit the alternative news people. Now, I don't care much personally for Alex Jones. I have personal reasons why I don't care for this man. However, his interview with NBC and the way it came out in various leaked formats is an indication of what is about to happen to everyone like you or me. And what they're trying to do with Judy Wood, I watched how that all played with health news or natural news going up against a site. There's an alien something or other. I have it on my internet. Posted a solid argument against Judy Wood and her so-called energy beam weapon. And in fact, it was fairly straightforward and, you know, made Judy Wood look kind of silly. Well, that's okay, except that Judy Wood isn't a physicist. I am. And I know how 9/11 happened. Do you think anyone has posted that article I wrote on a tactical nuke that now exists, the building that burned in London, I did a post on that and the comparison between that building, which was approximately the same size as the one, Building 7. And they fell differently because they were demolished differently. And there, in that article said there's no way steel will melt. They found melted steel. And the thing that was so curious about Building 7 was that when you have a 617-foot steel beam that falls to the ground, there's seismographs that will say, the boom, you know, shock. Nothing happened. There was no shockwave because the beam didn't fall to the ground. It vaporized. Now, this article has made Judy Wood look silly because she's quoting John Hutchinson and the so-called Hutchinson effect, which is not an energy beam weapon. Now, you know, misdirection of information on a scientific level, and the general populace doesn't really know the difference. I do. And I can tell you that there's nothing on Earth that will dissolve steel except a plasma. I challenge anybody in the community to take me on that one. Anyone. And I'm pissed off that this whole thing is about discrediting people trying to give reasonable questioning arguments on what really happened as plausible deniability. I guess you have to go to commercial now, probably.
Pretty soon, Rick. I've called Judy Wood over the last couple of months. I can't get her on the phone. Judy Wood, Dr. Judy Wood, was an instructor at a university, and she got removed from her position, and she's been on the air with us at least 11 times, 1 hour each, going through her book about the World Trade Center buildings and the evidence of energy-directed weapons. And she said, you know, she's not going to say what happened. She's going to say, just look at the evidence. Just look at what happened. Look at the pictures. People standing in the windows of the building taking their clothes off. No one that I know of who's been in a fire takes his or her clothes off to get cooler in a fire. Nobody does that. You put more layers on to insulate you from the fire. But people were taking their clothes off, and they were being propelled out the windows. People were being propelled. Yeah, and that's what she talked about. USA Prepares instructor, Dr. Judy Wood. Absolutely brilliant. I'd love to have her back on the air with us again and again and again, but I can't get her on the phone. Something has happened, and I don't know what. I've invited her to the farm. I've invited her to the expos. Something has happened. If anyone knows what happened to Dr. Judy Wood, can you give us a call? 866-582-9933. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Rick, my family thinks I've lost my mind. Because I'd like to pursue the director's position at the local electric cooperative. And so in my pursuit of getting the signatures required to be on the ballot, if you will, I went to the senior center and I got some signatures, and then I asked this one guy who's a Republican who I've seen at a lot of meetings, and he said no. No, he's not going to do it because he has a relative who is already on the board. And that's what happens. What happens is there are just a few families who are controlling the destiny of almost everyone. And they are in the big party, whatever that big party is. It, in our area, it's a Republican crime syndicate. And so he told me he would not support me. And what I don't understand is why he didn't say, nor his wife, neither one of them would support me being on the ballot. Neither one said, you know, I think competition is good. Listen, I'm not going to vote for you, but I'll sign that. No, they wouldn't even do that. So what I'm learning is who our friends are. Actually, not even friends. I'm learning who we can count on, and I'll tell you what, it's a really short list. Let me tell you how this progressed. So I went to the guy next to him, and I said, would you consider signing this this petition? The guy said, no, I don't want nothing to do with you. You pulled a gun on my son. I look, now, this is in front of a whole bunch of senior citizens, okay? And this guy says this. And I look at him and I said, absolutely straight-faced, did you see me pull a gun on your son? He said, no. I said, so what makes you say that? He said, my son said so. I said, oh, is he the same guy who hopped the fence, the barbed wire fence around my property? The same guy that had two buddies with him that had, all three of them had shotguns. They discharged 9 times toward my house, killed 3 animals. Is that the guy we're talking about? He said he was on the road. I said he was on my farm, and I did not pull a gun on him. By the way, those guys had 3 shotguns in their hands, loaded. And so he wasn't willing to sign the petition. And so I said, by the way, it's okay. I have a signed confession from him. I have a signed confession from your son. I also have the ammunition that was emptied out of his shotgun, that was still in his shotgun when he had the shotgun in his hand, holding it toward us. Now, here's what I'm talking about, class. So if you're a nice guy and you don't call the sheriff and have these thugs arrested for criminal trespass, if you're nice and you don't do this, what they do is they tell the village, that they lie and tell the village that you pulled a gun on them. That's what they do. So welcome to the Ozarks, where rural America. So then I decided that I would go to the local farmers cooperative. I walked in there and the gal behind the counter, and I waited my turn and I asked her if she would consider it. She said no. And that's when I lost my temper. And I said, okay. Okay, so you want my business, you're willing to take my money, we're all in this together, but you're not interested in having me on the ballot. And she said no. So I left there. I was pretty angry. I was absolutely shocked. Absolutely shocked. This gal behind the counter was miserable to our son, miserable to me, miserable to my wife, all the time. All the time. So I'd had it with her, and it was just a culmination of just being treated and poorly and mistreated. Why do I want to go there? I don't. So I call my neighbor that night, next door neighbor, and I ask him. I say, hey, look, I'm following your lead. Remember when you asked me to support you, you wanted to run for a county office position? You wanted me to support you. Remember that? And I did. Well, would you consider signing an application to get me on the ballot? He goes, wow, Vincent, geez, all of a sudden, you kind of surprised me. Huh, geez, all of a sudden, I'm not prepared for this. I'll have to think about it. What? Are you kidding? These are people who, you know, if they're in the ditch and they want me to pull them out, I guess I'm going to have to, well, I've been surprised, right? I'll have to think about it.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. So, Rick, what I'm describing is a phenomenon I just can't understand. You know, I volunteer to help people in our area. I do it all the time. When they when they talk about compensation, the answer is absolutely not. We're all in this together. I'm glad to be able to help you. When the road washes out, we'll take our backhoe and we'll take care of the road and at our own expense, our own fuel, our own time, and we'll do these things and without expecting anything. But I got to tell you, I've learned that we're not in this together. We literally are not in this together. And here's how it goes. One of these neighbors could say to me, "Well, Vinny, who asked you to do it? Who asked you to fix the road?" And I'd have to say, "Nobody."
It's well, like trying to stop and help someone with a heart attack. If you're not a medical doctor, the relatives can sue you.
And it's even worse because they'll say, "Well, nobody asked you to do this. You did it because you wanted to. So what's the problem?" You know, and what you're thinking is maybe it should be everybody should try to help each other and everybody should try to be fair and honest and above board and contribute to the village. You know, but you can be beaten up for helping because no one asked you to do it. George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Rick. I knew you'd come on. I knew you'd have something to say about all of this.
I know. I just wanted to say one thing, and I'm sure, Vin, you've been describing something that I've noticed in this life, and I'm sure Dr. Rick can subscribe, is that the moment of truth, no matter what anybody says, no matter all the highfalutin talk, when the moment of truth comes for them to vote, or to give the thumbs up or the thumbs down, no matter what they say, that's the moment where they have to take a stand. And
yes,
that's how a lot of corrupt and evil men take over, is because the people you thought you were friends, you're better that you found it out now than when you find it out when you're in a foxhole somewhere and you're hunkering down and you think somebody has your back.
You are absolutely so right. And so this morning at breakfast time, I mentioned to our family, I told a story about our neighbor and how he has to think about it. I'm stunned. And I even said to him, "You don't have to vote for me. You don't have to do that." And when I was at the Farmers Cooperative last time I ran, a couple of years ago when I ran for the same position, a guy said to me, and I've been seeing this guy for probably 7 or 8 years, and he's been an employee there a long time. So we talk all the time, okay? I thought we got along. He said to me, "Well, if I sign this, do I have to vote for you?" I said, "No, you don't have to vote for me." And I'm thinking, wow. So the people who you think are friendly, people who you think might be on your side, people who you think might understand what's going on, people who you think might have some common sense and want things to be better. It's not like that where I live. Where I live, it's really simple. I know that the guy I'm going to run against is going to get up on stage and he's going to say this. I'm going to quote it. "I'm from here. I was born right up there right up there. I'm from here. I'm going to work hard. Thank you very much." And he's going to win. He's going to win. So I'm debating whether I'm going to say the same thing. I'm debating whether I'm going to say, "I'm from," and I'm going to mention the name of the town. "I'm from that town." And say, "You know, actually, I live there. I drove from there to get here tonight. But I understand that that's what you have to say in order to be elected or selected to the board. So I said it, but I'm not really from here. I'm from someplace else. I'm from Virginia." But I can't believe how shallow people are. I can't believe how little people read. I can't believe how little people understand. If I were to say, who knows what a chemtrail is, at the 8,000 people assembly for the election or selection of the board of directors, the annual meeting, I'll bet you 1 in 100 might raise their hand and say, yeah, I know what that is. 1 in 100. Maybe after all these years of chemtrails. I'm telling you, we have a country that is blessed with ignorance. There is no shortage of ignorance in our country. It's horrible. Words fail me. How do you describe the lack of curiosity, the lack of observation, the lack of common sense? How do you describe that? But that's where we are. George, your thoughts?
Well, I remember somebody came 2,000 years ago and he says, my kingdom is not of this earth. And I'll tell you a situation shortly, and I don't mean to take time away from anything you have planned, but I'll just say that I had a bad accident about 3 years ago where I rolled over a vehicle where there was a flooded area that was, I found out later, was known. And there was no way of telling that was flooded because it had snowed over it, and I lost control of the vehicle. And then what I've been trying to do is get them to fix the situation, because like I tell them, I said, it may be a little too late for me, but I said, what about the next poor person who goes through there? Now, I've gone to the town where this state highway goes through, and I told them, I said, you know, this is a danger to your residents. It's a danger to people coming from other communities because it's the one road that's access where they would go to like a shopping center in this rural area in northern New Hampshire. And I can't seem to get people to come on board, even in their own community. And I had a friend, someone who I helped out, who was actually there in official capacity with the fire department, because whenever there's a rollover, they figure some chemicals might have escaped the vehicle. Thankfully, it didn't. And they're there to clean up, or at least to make sure that, you know, that there's to minimize the hazard. Well, I found out that he was directing traffic, and he was present about an hour after the accident. And he told me, I didn't know it was your vehicle. So not too long ago, I asked him, he's from that town. I said, listen, I said, could you come in as a witness for me that I'm going to go before a hearing? And he goes, oh, well, that would be hearsay. So he directed me to some house nearby where the guy's a complete stranger. And you know what I know now? The guy who I've known for probably the better part of 10 years, he won't help. But by the same token, and I was a friend of his, helped him out a number of times, him and his wife. I said, but the stranger will probably do more for me than the guy who's supposed to be my friend. Not just to say, hey, this is a known condition, it's a poor design, which he told me, and it floods often. But you see what I mean? In other words, when the chips are down,
I have another also similar but different spin on that too that's truthful. I was watching a road being put in next door to my driveway. My driveway's got a bunch of potholes in it, real bad, and they're putting a full paved in for people that live next door. And I mentioned to the guy, if you have any leftover gravel, could you fix this one pothole for me? And he said, well, get to it. And what happened is when they left, my pothole was fixed, and my first instinct was to call and thank the Mosher Paving. And my girlfriend said, you better not do that. It'll get them in trouble.
Yeah.
See, I think she's right.
And what's wrong with that concept?
Oh, we had a similar experience.
You know, I don't want to let that one go for a minute. What's wrong with thanking people for being neighborly, and you can't because it'll possibly get them in trouble with their job?
Let me put that in the first person, Rick and George. So my mother-in-law and father-in-law, white-haired, were in Virginia, and they had a flat tire. And a UPS truck, you know, the brown UPS delivery truck, pulled over and changed their tire. And I found out, you know, the description of this guy. So I called him up. And I could, we lived a couple miles from the UPS terminal. in the middle of nowhere in Virginia. And so I could figure out who it was because we got deliveries almost every day at our computer business. So I knew the drivers, all of them. I figured out from the description from my mother-in-law and father-in-law who it might be. And I called him up and to thank him. And I said, "You know, I want to call your boss and thank him." He said, don't do that. You get me fired.
That's right.
We are not allowed to help people in distress, people who have problems. He said, but, you know, I saw these people. I saw they were senior citizens. I saw they were on a lonely road. No one was, you know, there to help them. No services for miles. You know, no gas stations, nothing for miles. They were trapped. You know, this was, you know, before most people had cell phones. And he said, hey, look, all I did was change the tire. I said, yeah, but you did it. And I thought your boss should know. He said, whatever you do, do not.
Don't. Yeah.
Don't call.
It's terrible. And customer service, like we've talked about before, the whole thing is no longer about customer service. It's about damage control. I've got another problem with CenturyLink again. It's all crazy making.
I went to, I was invited to attend a board of directors recruitment meeting last Monday. And my son and I went. They sent out 350 postcards. I talked about this on the air. So we showed up. Four people were interested in being a volunteer for the board. No compensation. And it's a working board to help the village. So, you know, they asked a little bit about our background. And I said, yeah, you know, I've been a volunteer fireman. I've driven a tractor trailer, a tanker. I've driven a hose truck. I know a little bit about mechanics and machinery and engines and a little bit about electricity. And I'm a farmer. I'm here 24 hours a day. So is our son. And we're interested. Well, the same guy that said, I'm from here. I was born here. I'm from here. He, by the way, he's the president of the board of directors of the electric cooperative. Now he's risen to president of the board. So all you have to do is be from here. And I realize that's what this is all about. You have to be from here, even to help your own village. We'll be right back. Kyle, hold on.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Doc Rams with us. George in New Hampshire is on with us. Kyle is on hold. Kyle will be with you in just a few minutes. I just wanted to share one thing. You know, this morning I was at the breakfast table with our family, and I was talking about our neighbor who have to think about whether he would support me being on the ballot. And I said to our boys were there, my wife was there, and I said, you know, I have a friend in California. I haven't seen him in years. I'd love to, but I haven't. I haven't seen him in years. And I said, if he called me and he said, Vinny, I need your help. I really need your help. Can you come out here and help me? I said, I would do that. I would get in the truck and I would drive out there. And Mrs. Finelli said to the boys, yes, he would. And I support that. I would support him doing that to help his friend. Now, that's a 4,000-mile round trip. And I would do that, and I would make it happen, and I would make sure that I could cover the broadcast, either have some of our instructors fill in for me or run reruns. But if it were that important to my friend, who I haven't seen in years, I would do that. But what I'm saying is, if you end up with a handful of people you can call true friends at the end of your life, a handful, I think you're doing great. Because I don't have that many. I really don't. I mean, I have a lot of acquaintances. There are plenty of people who will let me down. And I said to the boys, you know, I said at the meetup, if I were in a really bad situation And I had some of these meetup people here with me. And I said this to the meetup group. If I had this, the meetup group with me, and I were covering, it were a bad situation. It looks like it's going to be a shootout. And I had 180 degrees to my front, and someone had my back. 180 degrees to my back. I'm certain that the person that had my back at the meetup would raise his or her hands and say, don't shoot, and I would get shot in the back. I said this to the meetup group. And that's what I meant it. Because this is the kind of proof I'm talking about. You're going to be let down, class. You're going to be let down by people you thought were your friends. They're not your friends. These are people who may smile at you and act like they're with you. At the same time, when, as George says, when it comes to a vote, well, and all George wanted was someone to help fix a problem in the village. That's all he wanted. He wasn't asking for someone to testify against a murder. He wasn't asking for that. He was just asking to have a problem in the road fixed so other people don't have the same crash that he had. George?
I'll say this. It was an actor. I always liked George Papad. Bit of a bad boy, but he made that statement when he got fired off the Dynasty. He was the original Blake Carrington. He got fired to replace him with John Forsythe. But he was persona non grata for 3 years, and he couldn't get anything. He couldn't get. He said he had 350 people on his Christmas card list. And he said that when he finally realized nobody got back to him, nobody gave him a handout when he was almost destitute. He almost basically was living out in the street. He says, I never realized how many people came to my house because the roast beef was good. That's what I'll leave you with.
George, very, very well put. Very well put. And I can tell you that as long as we were giving out free passes to the Get Prepared Expo, as long as I was willing to cover all the expenses for the meetups, there were people who were willing to take. But when it came time, when someone decided that maybe Norm Shealy was on the dark side, and erroneously decided that Norm Shealy was on the dark side, some of the meetup people joined with them and said, yeah, let's get rid of Norm Shealy. Unbelievable. These are the same people that would say, Dr. Shealy, I got this ache, this pain. Can you help? Can you check this? Can you check my blood pressure? What do I do? I'm not feeling well, Dr. Shealy. Can you help me? These are the same people. The same people who will take, and then throw them overboard. And I won't allow that. So what I did was I threw the meetup group overboard. They threw me overboard, too. After 5 years of helping these people, giving, they threw me overboard. I want nothing to do with them. None of them. There you go. There you have it. I just said it. I just said it for the first time. I want nothing to do with them. George, anything else you've got for us?
I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much. Kyle, you're up next as soon as we come back. Please stand by, Kyle. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get it.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.